Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show.
When up is down and a down is up, when your half a glass looks like a half a cup, when you're running into dead ends and everywhere you turn, well, seize the opportunity, live and learn. Hey, go with the flow.
Well, all those Star Trek haters that hate Star Trek Picard, those new writers who worked on Star Trek Picard from the first episode until the last season 3, everybody say Picard was stupid. Picard, it shouldn't be. Picard, Star Trek Picard was stupid. Star Trek Picard is slow. Star Trek, I don't understand it. Star Trek Picard is so bad. Well, I watched Star Trek Picard, the first season and the second season. It was really good. It wasn't bad. No, it was not bad. It was good. It lead all the way up to what we seeing now. At first, they didn't want to connect the Next Generation with Picard. It was supposed to be Captain Picard adventure after the Nemesis movie. But they changed their mind and say, let's go for it. Let's see how it goes. And fans love it. And there's still a lot of speculation and a lot of bullcrap on Discovery. Now, I just saw a video on YouTube when I was at the laundromat. This guy made a video talking about that Paramount and all said Star Trek Discovery was good. A lot of fans love it, which did. And a lot of fans enjoyed it. Well, a lot of fans loved the original Star Trek, but it only lasts 3 seasons. You know? And that's why we got all this Star Trek. Because all the love for the 3 seasons of the original. Enterprise lasts for 4. 4 years. 4 years. Enterprise. Star Trek Enterprise. Fans say, oh, we don't like that song. Oh, we don't like that. Oh, we... Now they love it. Oh, it was so bad. It wasn't that bad. We love it now. But you criticize it. Deep Space Nine. Oh, they died with a spaceship. They were on a space station. It ain't gonna work. Gene Roddenberry is clawing and rolling over in his grave. Same thing I heard about Discovery. The guy on YouTube talking about Gene Roddenberry is rolling over in his grave. No, he's not. He's not rolling over in his grave. He is so proud, probably so proud what they doing with Star Trek. And they brought back the Next Generation. He probably up there just cheering. Wish he can get down here and keep Picard on for 7 seasons. And give him more. And Gene Roddenberry was alive. Believe me, Discovery would not go off the air. It would have its 7 seasons. Because Gene Roddenberry didn't go for that prejudice bullcrap or all that other stuff. He didn't go for it. He would have loved Deep Space Nine. He would have loved Voyager. He would doggone sure love the new shows. New cartoons. the new animated shows, and then Discovery, African American woman, and the idea she's adopted by Spock's parents, he would have loved it. If you know Gene Roddenberry, he would have loved it. Everybody would have told, everybody that worked with him would have told, said he would have loved it. Look at Geordi, LeVar Burton. He came from Roots, a hit miniseries, and he's one of the greatest engineers in Starfleet, just like Scotty. He's up there with Scotty. O'Brien's up there with Scotty too. And the Klingon on Voyager, she's a great engineer. And we got a great engineer on Discovery. So some of y'all YouTubers need to stop this. You know, they part of the Star Trek family now. Captain Burton and her crew is part of the Star Trek family now. Ain't nothing you can do about it. The original lasts for 3 years. Enterprise lasts for 4 years. And we got 5 years of Discovery, because they had two big budget shows on at the same time. They should have let Discovery go into the 6th year. And then it gave us Strange New Worlds. But, you know, that's life. You know? And all the Discovery cast and crews is thanky. You know? Thank you for the 5 years. You know? If they not mad and upset, they probably a little upset they had to go and all. But they all say they was blessed to be a part of Star Trek. And they family. They gonna be a part of the conventions. And anything else of Star Trek. They did an excellent job. A beautiful job. And I got me a 55-inch TV. And I'm watching all the reruns of Discovery. And Picard. And the original Star Trek. Like I said, once Picard is gone, I'm canceling my subscription at Paramount Plus. And I'll catch Strange New Worlds on the reruns. Or I'll peek in now and then and see what's going on. But I'm going over to Prime Video, Amazon Prime Video, and watch Fallout. And watch The Mandalorian on Discovery and all of the Disney Plus Star Wars shows. And also watch Fallout on Amazon Prime Video. They're the only two subscriptions I'm going to have. But, and then I can watch the original Star Trek on Pluto. So, I'm good. You know, I'm good. And then, of course, I definitely can watch Discovery, because they had Discovery on one of the free apps too. So they already got reruns of Discovery on. So I'm good, you know, I'm good. I'm gonna sit back and watch my popcorn, watch Discovery, watch some original Star Trek, some classic Star Trek. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. I do like Strange New Worlds. I do. And I just hope Lieutenant Uhura gets some good parts. And I hope they go right into whatever, how many seasons they go with Strange New Worlds, I hope they just go connect right into the original Star Trek. And I hope they reboot all the original episodes. And they have to do it just like the original episodes did it. Like they did it back then. And I hope they... I just hope they do get a seventh season. You know? I don't dislike Strange New Worlds. I'm really glad that we got classic Strange New Worlds. And it was because Discovery. The spinoff. Went for Discovery, we went and got Strange New Worlds. So, and there's a lot of more Star Trek coming, and I'm sure we're going to see a lot more African-American captains and all. And Robert Abel was the first captain of the Enterprise, and he was black. And they had it on Strange New Worlds. So, I'm happy with that too. You know, he's a black guy. You know, what can you say? And that's my beef, you know. But I think it got a lot to do with the hate of she being black and she being adopted by Spock parents. But Gene Roddenberry wouldn't mind that. He wouldn't mind Spock having a brother or Spock having an adopted sister. And the show did show her mother, her real mother, Michael Burton's mother. So, fans, the haters of Discovery, y'all just need to get over it. It's written, so it be, so it was, so it is. Nothing you can do about it. Here's some music.
Don't prove me wrong, prove you right. Don't prove me wrong, prove you right. My word is bond, we don't spit no lies. A daughter of the sunshine. Sign, but all the elements live rent free in my mind.
I'm back, and I just want everyone, all the guys who's 45 and up, just a reminder that stomach cancer, colon cancer, is real, and you should get checked for it at its early stage. They want you to get checked while you're in your 45. I'm going to get checked. I use that colon guard. They send it to my house. I do my little business. I pack it up. I send it in. I'm going to do it for my grandchildren, and make sure I'm here to keep doing it for my fans who listen to the show. And I want y'all guys who 45 and beyond to get checked. You can send it in, or you can go get it, go get a check through your doctor. It's real, guys. The guy from Black Panther, he died from colon cancer, and I just want everybody to get checked, okay? So, passing on, people all across the country and across the nation, world, it's not only an America disease, it's a world disease, and all men, no matter where you live, what country you live, what state you live, who you like for president, Bush, Trump, Joe Biden, or Obama, don't matter, get checked, okay? We Americans, go get checked, and you're my brothers, and love you, you're my heavenly brothers, whether you're black or white, or music, Muslim, or Jew, or Catholic, or whatever you are. You're my heavenly brothers, and I want you to be there for your family, okay? So, go get checked. I'm going to do my colon guard. They send it to my house. It's been sitting for a while, but I'm going to do it. My doctor want me to do it. I'm going to do it for my family, my girls, my sons, and other family members, people who love me and care about me. Do it for them. Also, most of y'all, do it for myself. Even though I don't have no system or nothing like that. Now, I'm pretty good. Go to bathroom twice a day, like you're supposed to. No problems whatsoever. You know, just sometimes eat junk food, stomach get tight. You know, eating the popcorn and stuff. But serious, just get checked, people. Okay, especially the guys. I know the girls. I know the ladies. It's real for y'all too. Okay, and I want y'all to get checked too. All right. So, we got that out the way. That was just on my mind. I don't know why, but probably just something God want me to share with you, so I did. And just please go do your thing with the doctor. Alright? Okay. It's back to some music. And we're going to talk about Classic Star Trek. I got Classic Star Trek on my big TV. And also, announcement. The last few episodes is coming up of the Quay Willock Podcast Show. And the fifth season is going to be called the Quay Willock Podcast Show and Radio. Quay Willock Podcast Radio Show. That's the first change. I told you it's changing. So that means you're going to get more music as I talk in the background. And I'm going to play some music. Like I said, I got a subscription that I can get free royalty music with. We are allowed to play on our podcast and YouTube channel. You know, and other videos. So I like to share that with y'all. And if you do podcasts, you go to one of the free royalty music, you sign up for it, you subscribe to it, and you get your free music. Now, it's not no New Edition, no 50 Cent, none of them is on that. It's just other music, jazz, country, gospel, much, much more. It's designed for podcasters, movie makers, and filmmakers, and so much more. That's what they designed it for. Just go to your smartphone or computer. Look up free royalty music. And a whole bunch of it will come. Whole bunch of sites will come up. Pick one, read, subscribe, and you'll get your free royalty music. I'm sure it's cheap. I'm only paying like $9 a month for this music. And it's good. Alright. I'm going to be out for a while from April. I think April, May, June. And probably will be back sometime July. But I will be announcing every now and then what's going on. I'll give them the whole hello to you throughout those months. But I'm taking a break. That way, take a nice long break. That's why I can get this goal. When I come back around football season, Ravens should be at a mini camp. And it should be August, something like that. Or I might come back sooner. Okay? Just depends how much I love y'all and want to stay away. I just can't stay away from y'all. So, might be soon. I know it's probably going to be at the end of June or July. I don't know yet. Depends when I want to come back. But I'm going to take my vacation in July, at the end of July and August. So, might get a little number break too. And that might be go to my first state, like New York or something like that. Okay? But that won't be that long. It's going to be a long break, and then it's going to be a little short break, okay? And then a lot of other stuff is changing. Like I just said, it's going to be the Koi Wilak podcast and radio show. And I'm going to get a new mic so we have better quality music, and you hear me more clearly and good in HD and all. And some of the people from Fiber gonna help me with the sound, the quality, and so you can hear me better. And also, I'm on other websites. Like this new website came to me saying they're gonna put my podcast on their website. Forgot, I gotta go look at the email again, but just look up Koi Wilak podcast show and it should pop up. I'm just gonna keep that so for a while for the demand until I change it, and then once I change it, it's gonna be Koi Wilak podcast and radio show. Okay. But I ain't gonna change it until everybody get to know. Also, I'm gonna create an email, Koi Wilak Podcast Radio Show, Gmail, and that way my fans can email me and all. Okay, and of course the YouTube channel will be changed its name, Koi Wilak Podcast Radio Show. Okay, but all of that, when you go look for it, it will be changed, and when it be changed, you will hear about it, okay? But as time goes on, and also you're going to get an introduction, voiceover introduction, and you're going to get a goodbye introduction. Outtake good introduction. Coming next year. Next season. Okay. We working on some strips. And like I said, the sci-fi story is coming. That's coming in August. I'm ready to work on that. And my book, Data Blood, comes out March the 30th, 2024. That's March the 30th, 2024. My new book is going to have a lot of chapters in it. It's not going to have 10 or 15 chapters like Mr. Boogie Shoes and Burning Love in Ocean and Sky. Those two books was to show people what I can do. Now, it's time to step it up. And working on that as we speak. So, that's why you probably ain't get that much this month. Of Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. Because I'm ready to start finishing up the book, Data Blood, and sending it to the writers. And that's why we'll be doing it April, May, and June. And throughout the summer. And into the fall. And finishing up by this winter. Once polished it up. And then it'll be on Roku. So if you got a Roku TV, you can go to look it up in the books. And it'll be a book trailer. It will say Data Blood by Corey Whitlock. Yeah, book trailer. So look for the book trailer and look for bookstores. It's going to be in Barnes and Nobles, Google. It's going to be all over. Okay, not only on Amazon. It's definitely going to be in books and bookstores and all. If it don't, it will be before the end of 2024. Okay, so we will do our best. I will do my best to get it out there before the deadline. It's going to be on Amazon, Google Books, eBay Books, Barnes and Nobles, Notes, and Audible. Wherever you get your books, that's where it's going to be. Okay? And the following book, called Deep, that's going to be worked on, and that's going to be released later in December of 2024. Or maybe 2025, January or February of 2025. And there's a whole lot more books coming right after that. So, I'm going to be really busy. So, thank you. And this is some more great music. And love y'all guys. Y'all have a great Easter, and have a great summer, and I'll see you around when football is back, okay? But you will get some more shows, probably throughout the rest of the month. Yeah. I'm definitely going on vacation and taking those 3 months. And I'm going to miss y'all guys. And I'm just hoping that a lot of my audience come back. And like, audience in Nevada, Washington State is back. Tennessee, welcome. I hope Chicago, Illinois come back. Especially New York. In the New York Podcast Network, I think people download the show. And I just want y'all to come back on, listen to me on all the other platforms too. Alright. Good show, people. And I'm not going nowhere. You know. And I'm going to have a lot more stuff coming. You know. On my YouTube channel. And I'm going to be doing a lot of more things. So don't miss out. I mean, my show ain't really popular, big popular and all, but it's a show worth listening to, you know, and I just love the people who do listen to it. Exus, Reynoldstown, Hollyville, I love y'all guys, Baltimore, Maryland, fans, y'all number one on the ratings, and I just hope y'all stay number one on the ratings. But I do want other states to come and join in. And we gonna be hearing a lot of stuff. So I got like 7,249 downloads. Ratings is really, really up to the roof. I really thank y'all guys. I mean, really good ratings. And I'm doing really good overseas, you know. And like I said, Washington State and Tennessee, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Really thank y'all. And season 4 was really a great, really great until I had to go in the hospital and everything. But had a great season. You know? Really, really great season. Alright. Enough of the sad news and all that. A song for my friend. Here we go. I like this song.
Stop what you're doing and let him go. Pack up all your things when you're finally done. Call me up, sweet mama, we'll run. 'Cause oh, what a way to live a life. Living in pain and fear as a wife. I said next time he hurts you, I'll know when. Next time will be the last he ever hurts you. We all feel it too, we know you're hurt. And I know some time will pass before you know what's real. And I can't change the way you feel. But oh, what a way to live a life. Living in pain and fear as a wife. Myself next time he hurts you, I'll know when. That time will be the last he ever hurts you again. Longer will you stay? Don't drown in what's around you, let him go. Won't you find your new surrounding? But the man who loves you, the man I know will treat you like you're worth your weight in gold. 'Cause oh, what a way to spend a living in pain and fear as a wife. I said next time he hurts you, I'll know when. That time will be the last he ever hurts you again. He'll do it again, again and again.
Pretty, pretty, pretty serious song. And it's for an abused woman, you know. Listen to the lyrics to the song. One man abused the woman, another man is really in love. And he said, next time he hurts you, he's coming. He's going to come for him, you know. That's the message of the song. And is this some women don't see? Some men love you, but you with this other guy who do drugs and other things in a gang and abuse you, don't take care of his kids and stuff. But you got on this upper end of the track, you got this guy, got his own business, his own apartment, got everything going for him, and he like you, and he wants you to take you out that world. And don't, and this not apply to only black women, black, white, Hispanic, all, you know. And just listen to the lyrics. I know you like to sing it too, but just listen to it. Really pretty, pretty song. So whoever wrote this, if you're out there listening, it's really pretty song. I really like it. It's a country song. It's real, real pretty. It gets the message out.
I live down the road from Buddy's barroom. I got a running tab that's done run away. Sometimes I think I'm whistling past the graveyard. Last night I got so drunk I didn't even know my name. But the beer is cold and the music's
Fox is the best there is in town. Take you free at happy hour. Country songs and whiskey sours can cheer up any man who's feeling down. We say Jesus ain't an easy man to talk to. It haven't ever sounded all that night. But you feel a little better singing, drinking songs together. A little 16 bars. Late shift, so I hear. Mickey looks so tired it might fall over, but he heads straight for the jukebox and he orders him a beer. But his home's a wreck, been bouncing checks, got bills that's piling high. He asked the good Lord for some help, but he got no reply. And he said Jesus ain't an easy man to talk to. Haven't ever sounded all that nice, but I feel a little better singing, drinking songs together. A little 16 bars of paradise. Now you make some big mistakes over a lifetime. Heaven knows there ain't no perfect man. Sometimes it's just too late for forgiveness, but everybody here knows that you're doing the best you can. Well, life is tough, you done had enough, you ain't got no cash to spend. Come on down to Buddy's Bar, it's on the house, my friend. We say Jesus ain't an easy man to talk to.
Balls of Paradise. Very nice song. So, anybody in that party or the singer who sing that song, if you're listening, you're probably in Tennessee, you know. That's where all the good guys hang out, you know. You know what I mean. But anyway, really good song, guys. I love some of the country music on here they got. That's why I downloaded it and played it on my podcast radio. And I just hope the fans love it too. And the reason that I'm putting music on here is so I have it in the background sometimes playing and I'll be talking. And sometimes maybe y'all just want to listen to music, you know, classic music, country music, rap music, rock, hard rock music, rock and roll music. All music, you know. I got the classical. You can meditate with quiet music where you can meditate. And got the rock and roll, bang your head music. And you know that got the country music. Got the rap music. If you can understand it sometimes. And got the R&B. Pop, classic, Motown music in some cases. So, and this is a little thing that I did back in season 3 and probably season 2 too, that I was trying out. And I like it and I want to continue doing it. And I see a lot of other podcasters doing the same thing, with their radio and podcast, you know, and hopefully get some more audience, you know, some more listeners. So here's some more. Cannot see my face in a girl. That's what it called. But I don't know if it's country or not. Said, cannot see my face in the clown or no more. Big girl. So I guess a woman is singing this. Sound like country.
We were made for each other to hold on to. I was carved out of red wood beneath your moon. I was birthed in the mountains under the sun.
My face in the cloud no more. Wow. Pretty. So, just check it. Go to Speak and put a like and leave some comments on YouTube. Corey with our podcast show. Tell me if you like the music. Want more country? You want more rap? Want more classical? R&B, or you just like the mix. And of course I'm going to continue talking because it is a podcast. Okay. And I just have to, because this was designed for and everything. But I got this free royalty music, so might as well use it. I'm paying the subscription. I strive every month. Paying subscribe to it, to the website that where I get the music from, and I'm paying for it every month, so might as well go ahead and use it on my podcast, use it on my YouTube channel and my podcast, you know. And I just hope that my audience love it. So here we go again. Enjoy. I just want to know how many of y'all, because I just know a lot of y'all not going to apply to this, but I just want to think, why some of y'all fans just put Star Trek down, you know, Star Trek Discovery down. I mean, the cast, they did all they can. and some of the amazing special effects. Some of the special effects was new. They haven't done that in the movies yet, what they was doing on Discovery. Some of the special effects they was doing, they didn't even do it on in the movies yet. You know? And it's just amazing on all the stuff they was doing. Also on Strange New Worlds too. The engine room, how they can just make the engine room. They don't even have to go to another set. They just standing on a screen. It's a new special effects that they got. They do on Discovery and Strange New Worlds. And it's just amazing. I mean, it's total amazing what these young people can do. Young minds, young ideas. That's what Captain Kirk said to Scotty. Okay? I just want to remind y'all that. Young minds, young ideas. And that's what these writers was. They're young. They was young. Okay? Of course, they could have done things different. Yeah, okay. Standalone episodes and stuff like that. But you get mad because Spot's sister, they changed the Klingons. How many times they changed the Klingons in Next Generation in the regular original movies? How many times? That's all I'm saying, guys. And some of the original episodes in Next Generation, even Deep Space Nine episodes, weren't all that good. I had my picked my most best favorites. And Discovery got the same thing. Got my favorite Discovery episodes. You know, I'm going to have my favorite Strange New Worlds episodes soon they get into it. But first two seasons, nah. I'm going to do it just like y'all did Discovery. Not going to hate it, though. And I'm a real Star Trek fan. 100% real. Been watching the original and Next Generation. I was 17 years old when the Next Generation came. And used to watch the original on Fox 45. Sometimes they had marathons on Fox 45. They show Star Trek, the original Star Trek, all day. And I used to watch it all day. I drove my family crazy with it. So, I'm a real Star Trek fan. I might not know all the answers with some of the stuff, you know, but I used to. And if I want to learn again, I would just sit back and learn again. Some of the answers I forgot. Just like on the Ready Room. After every episode, the Ready Room come on and they ask questions. I got a lot of them wrong. I only got 2 right out of the whole season of Picard. But I got a lot of wrong. That's good. That's okay. Because the hardcore Star Trek fans can think of it just like that. Like I said, I'm not a hardcore. I'm just a big fan. A huge fan. Middle fan. A middle high fan, you know. But all Star Trek is good. All Star Wars is good. All Star Trek is good. It's one of the best science fiction shows and movies that stand out by itself. It's an icon of America. Star Wars and Star Trek. No doubt about it. Most people will say Captain Kirk, Spock. When you say Star Trek. When you say Star Wars, oh, Luke Skywalker, Darth Vader, Han Solo. But But if you mentioned other science fiction shows, they were like, what's that? You know, but majority of the Americans and people around the world know Star Trek and Star Wars. So that's all for the day, guys. Thank you. Live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you. And Ashley, and we love you.